The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Adam, the coronavirus and the UK.
Yeah, things got a bit serious. 3 hours ago, Boris Johnson was doing his thing, his first daily briefing, and I think he caught a few people on the hop because out came this stuff that essentially everyone should, if they can, avoid pubs and clubs and other social venues. People vulnerable to the coronavirus, Londoners especially, the elderly, people with underlying conditions, should work from home / self-isolate and avoid all non-essential travel for 12 weeks. That's a lot of people, of course, if you think about just asthma and diabetes and cancer patients and so forth. There's a lot of people, therefore, who are being told essentially cut down the socialisation to nothing if you possibly can. And again, we have the same question as you're asking about, well, support for the part-time worker, the self-employed, the small business owner. It doesn't feel like it's there. And frankly, even just the big companies, the airlines, the travel companies.
Oh, the airlines are in trouble.
The hotels, the restaurants, London Theatreland. I mean, you name it. There are an awful lot of businesses that are now looking at themselves tonight and thinking, how are we going to cope with this? Can we get some help? What happens next? It's
phenomenal.
A big, big thing.
Phenomenal.
And you've joined the party, unfortunately.
Yeah, phenomenal economic cost, Adam. Phenomenal.
Oh, well.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And, of course, one thing, I suppose, if there's a plus, the old open border theory is going out the door now. George Soros's one world, one government, open the borders to everybody. Well, that's down the drain. They wanted to close them, eh? No.
We didn't need Brexit after all. We could have just remained in the EU where every country seems to be doing their own thing. I think people are coming together a little bit. I mean, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus from the World Health Organization talked about how we have to do this together to succeed. We have to be together on this. But, yeah, it's one by one. Germany closing borders, France closing borders, Italy closing borders. Non-essential travel across the EU is being virtually banned, although they're trying to keep the goods flowing. It's a very weird European world. And frankly, we're still in the EU. We don't quite know how we are placed with all of that, despite all the reassurances. Mm.
Okay, the big problems are in Europe, and the open border theory is out the window. They're now seeing the consequences of all this open border, one world, one government stuff. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London. It's